Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. One of the most important keys to living a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life is your ability to build meaningful relationships. While there are many factors that will influence the relationships you have with others, being a likable person ranks near the top of the list. Likable people are those who do the little things to connect with people. All of the great teachers of personal achievement, from Napoleon Hill to Anthony Robbins, have talked about the importance of creating a likable personality. Dale Carnegie's famous book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, was one of the best books I've read on the subject. Generally speaking, people who have a likable personality enjoy greater success both personally and professionally. The logic is simple. People are subconsciously drawn to people who are likable. Regardless of your career path, you can improve your brand and increase your value to the market by becoming a more likable person. So, being honest with yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likable are you? If your friends and business colleagues or your spouse and children were to rank your likability on a scale of 1 to 10, what would they say? As I read some questions, answer them honestly to identify the areas where you can improve. When speaking with people, are you genuinely engaged and interested in what they have to say? Does your smile communicate an authentic interest in the other person? When people are speaking, do you let them finish before responding? Will you be quick to get in the back seat of the car so that your friend can sit in the front seat? Do you remember people's names? Do you accept responsibility when you are wrong? Do you say please when asking people to do something for you, even if they're being paid to do it? Do you offer sincere appreciation to those who've done something to help you, even if it's within their job description? Are you friendly in your emails? Are you complimentary of others when they're deserving of one? Do you encourage others when given the opportunity? When having dinner at a friend's home, will you pitch in and help do the dishes? Do you practice humility? Do you listen more than you talk? Do you offer a heartfelt apology when you have done something that's hurt someone without making excuses? Do you make people feel comfortable when they're around you? Do you try to maintain a positive attitude at all times? This is just a short list of the actions that we take on a daily basis that will determine whether people view us as being likable. The great news is 100% of these things are within your control. In thinking about this lesson over the last week, I have been extra intentional about doing the little things to be more likable. For example, I've been friendlier to the store clerks where I shop, and I've been more encouraging and complimentary of my own children. While I have known about the importance of being likable for many years, this past week has been a humbling reminder that there is always room for improvement, and I'm no exception. If you want to create a more likable personality, here's the key. You must be intentional about doing the little things that will make you more likable. Let me offer you the same challenge I made my 16-year-old son this last week. Jake works for a local grocery store where he normally just focuses on doing his job. 4 days ago, I challenged Jake to go out of his way to be friendly. The first day, he went out of his way to be friendly to 2 customers. On the second day, he went out of his way to be friendly to 10 customers. The third day, 34 customers. And the fourth day, 54 customers. As a result of this simple challenge, he is standing taller, walking with a bounce in his step, and taking more pride in the person he is becoming. In fact, I can't recall any period in time in his life where I've seen his self-esteem grow more than it has done this past week. The store manager even noticed and told him he was doing a great job. So, will you accept my challenge? Will you focus on becoming a more likable person? Remember, people have choices. They will always choose to associate with someone who is likable. Are you?